The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring us anything you want. You can also call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. James in Arizona, he's angry, and we're going to bring him back on the line here to explain just why. How has he been wronged this time? The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE.
That's going to get you in trouble just saying that. You know that, right?
We jump back into him. James, you're back on Free Talk Live. Now, let's reverse real quick, because you hit like at least three or four topics in the first minute of your call at the very end of the last hour. And the first thing that you had brought up was confusing to Derek J. You referred to a meme that was about you. I tried to explain during the break that you called about this last week. And apparently it was something that Mark had posted to the Free Talk Live profile.
You gotta tell me what it is.
And I explained that, look, you know, the Free Talk Live Facebook page is administered by 5 or 7 different people. Not everybody knows what everybody else posts. Not everybody reads all of the posts. So Derek J. was in the dark, as I'm sure many of our listeners are in the dark, about whatever this offensive meme was. Can you describe for our listeners and for Derek and Mark, apparently, what it was that had been posted?
Excuse me for my bushisms. I lost my train of not so deep thoughts.
That's pretty good.
Your response to the end of that last hour's call was longer than I even spoke. May I point that out? Literally, that's the truth. And for to use your words, Derek J., and as to why your two co-hosts rubbed me such the wrong way, is I literally was trying to discuss the remarkable things, multiple things, one last had to hear said about me by one host named Mark, who on Tuesday I had to listen to him and your fellow host declare I'm not a libertarian because I defend the U.S. Navy not letting shady businessmen deliver a total war killing machine its life and death blood.
Mm-hmm. Oil. You're talking about the Japanese, the embargo on Japanese oil.
Attacking us in a Honolulu. That's right, Ian. And if I'm not a libertarian for not wanting businessmen to deal drugs to gangsters and killers, then you aren't either. You're something that I don't even know what to be called. You should be called. But the point is,
James, do you know the expression about embargoes?
Don't interrupt. Please don't interrupt, because there's one more point I want to make, and I do want to talk to you, Derek J., but the next day I called in to take Mark up on this, because remember, this was after I called Free Talk Live that they brought these things up. Mark and Ian called me chronic and obsessive caller and said, he sure does like to talk about that Japan thing, but it wasn't me that brought it up on Tuesday. Mark did, and I never got to respond. And then they make me fun of me when I try to respond to them the next day. That's the kind of people you are sitting in between right
okay,
now.
Okay, so Derek had a question for you about embargoes.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
Don't worry about what I just said, Ian. I'm sorry. I'm sorry what you treated.
All right, we're going to have a conversation.
We just need to take turns.
Right.
Yeah, we just need to take turns on this. I'm listening to you, and I heard everything you said. Well, I have something to respond to about the beginning of what you said, which is about your opposition to an embargo, or that you are pro-embargo, and that it sounds like Ian and Mark were against it. And I wanted to ask you if you've heard the expression, when goods don't cross borders, soldiers do. Have you heard that?
Yeah. At the present time that
you believe that's
not
true?
I'm going to respond to it. At the present time, 1940, when the embargo started, Japan had...
That's not an answer to the question.
I don't know how strong their military was in China, but I think it was like 1 million strong.
Well, I'm going to wager that you're the only expert on this incident in this room or in this conversation.
So what do you have to say about that?
So
why we embargoed Japan.
So let's talk about something that we all know.
Soldiers crossed the Sea of Japan and went into China and have been there for years and murdered millions of people and raped millions of people, tortured millions of people to death. Okay, these are facts. That's why we were embargoing Japan. And say I'm not a libertarian because I'm against open markets for gangsters and murderous regimes, I don't know what to call
you. Why does it upset you so much what Mark and Ian think about you?
because that's why they labeled me as not being a libertarian. And they made fun of
so
me
what?
Bringing up Japan again because they brought it up.
No, you're also not a libertarian because you support war in general.
Okay.
I mean, you support the bombing of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Sorry, you're disqualified.
Speaking of Gabriel's call, by the way, Derek J., have you ever wondered how much of a better world the place would be if Kuwait was still occupied by one living mass murderer and gangster?
I never think about Kuwait, ever. My sister went there once, and I was concerned for her safety. That's the only time I thought about it.
Thanks, James, for the call. I didn't go anywhere. I'd just like to clarify. I've never gone over to another country. He keeps saying we went somewhere. I wouldn't go with James. I wouldn't travel with James, and I certainly wouldn't go over to bomb.
But he's saying
or
we. He means the
people.
United States government.
Yeah, that's
but
what
I think
he means.
That it's fair to point out
but that's
that
not me.
Saddam Hussein was under the impression. It appears as though Saddam Hussein was under the impression that it was okay for him to invade Kuwait. Now, I've gone back and watched these news clips where they're talking about this, and I think it was Madeleine Albright wasn't involved. It was Saddam Hussein regime contacted the American embassy and said, hey, is it okay if we, you know, go and settle our dispute with Kuwait? And it's like, we don't have anything to do with that. And then they went in and, you know, invaded the way they did, and suddenly this coalition comes in and drives them back. And, you know, I mean, Hussein was on their payroll up until that time, and then suddenly they decide to turn on him. Now, if it's a miscommunication, then let's solve it like a miscommunication. Let's not solve it like, hey, this is, he's evil. Look, he's evil. I mean, the denial wasn't made as far as the invasion of Kuwait. The United States did not deny that they had given the instructions the way they did.
All this war talk is very confusing to me. You know, I got a history at a government school, and so I believe I was told a lot of lies about what happened in the past. And so I really just have to go on what makes sense to me now, and what makes sense to me is I should stay out of that. I have no clue what's going on overseas, and I'm willing to grant that James is an expert on everything that happened in history, and he knows exactly how things would have gone. But that doesn't give him any justification or any authority to use my funds to support the wars that he wants to wage.
He has actually on this show come out against sort of government armies, but still believes that there would be private armies and that those armies should be employed. And I've been willing to agree with him on multiple occasions that I think that the Japan-U.S. conflict was inevitable. The only disagreement I have is the dropping of the bombs on Nagasaki and Hiroshima. Over and over, that's been the disagreement. But, you know, he wants to move it to this embargo. And the only point I made with the embargo is it's not very libertarian to support this embargo. When you tell American businessmen they can't do business with who they want to do business with,
or else they'll be arrested.
You're going to come after him. That's just Roosevelt going after business like Roosevelt went after business the whole time Roosevelt was in office.
Yeah, I mean, look, the classic definition from the Libertarian Party, which by no means is the arbiter of what is truly, in my opinion, libertarian, is the statement that you sign when you join the party, which I took seriously when I joined it, and I've since resigned from it, but when I did join it, it was some sort of statement like, I don't support or advocate the initiation of force to achieve social or political goals. I don't know if it says fraud, but either way, force or fraud to achieve social or political goals. And if you're using the strength and the threat of the U.S. government and the military and the police to stop people from doing business, even if they're doing business with an alleged criminal, as James was suggesting there, that's their business, and it's not my business to use violence or the threat thereof to stop that. Now, I could use boycott, I could use spreading information, I could use the marketplace, letting people know what these businesses are doing and why is such and such, you know, Texaco doing business with these scumbags or whatever. We can do that. I support using market mechanisms to try to change things, but not the threat of the state. Well, and to me, that's what a libertarian is somebody who avoids the use of the state.
Well, my point in bringing up with James the quote that when goods don't cross borders, soldiers do, is that it's totally predictable when you introduce force into a situation where people are peacefully trading with one another and you tell them suddenly they can't, there's going to be a conflict.
We will continue, and you can bring up anything that's on your mind. Toll-free numbers, 855-453-DETROIT. They've been having a tough time recently, and apparently there's a plan afoot. to try to change things. We'll explain here in a moment. 855-453. You can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live. And you can call in about anything. We've talked about depression tonight as well. So whatever's on your mind goes here on Free Talk Live. More coming up.
This is Mark Edge of Free Talk Live, and I've got something awesome to share with you. I've recently joined Liberty.me. It's an online city devoted to people who love liberty. Break free of the flame wars and bridge-dwelling denizens of Facebook. You deserve better. You deserve a friendly, ad-free social network where you can chat 24 hours a day with like-minded souls around the world. Attend live interactive classes with experts on economics, finance, politics, and money. Access a vast library of books and discuss them with your reading group. Better your life with exclusive self-help guides on investing, self-defense, homeschooling, security, healthcare, saving money, and starting a business. Become a libertarian luminary yourself and get paid in the process by publishing your works on Liberty.me. Get tipped via PayPal and Bitcoin.
The first step towards freedom is to invest in yourself. Start your free 30-day trial now at Liberty.me.
I love being a member of Liberty.me, and I think you will too. The first month is free. Sign up and say hello.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crisis. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want. Just dial on in toll-free here at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features on our site. They are totally free. Modafinil at modup.net. If you need focus, feeling fatigued, and are trying to get the extra edge when it counts, go to modup, M-O-D-U-P, modup.net. Studies show that 1 in 5 students are using modafinil, offering multiple benefits, including a double-digit increase in short-term memory, fighting off fatigue, and greater focus overall so you can get things done. Businessmen around the world are also talking about modafinil from modup.net and how it's making the difference in their work and giving them the critical edge that they need. Now, at modup.net, they provide the highest premium quality modafinil with the best potency, so you enjoy significant results. That's why they're the number one sponsor of Reddit's third-party nootropic testing project. Now, remember, Free Talk Live is an international radio show, and modup.net ships worldwide, so it's your responsibility to know if local prescription requirements and laws apply. And modup.net, by the way, will give you a heck of a discount if you pay with Bitcoin. It's 33% off by paying with Bitcoin at modup.net. You enter code FTL and you'll get 10 free tablets with the with your order to make the deal even better. So don't forget, code FTL, modup.net. That's world-class service at a great price for modafinil, modup.net, and again, code FTL. So Detroit, things are bad, man. They've just been bad for years, and it's just getting worse. The government's in shambles, but yet the bureaucracy still rumbles on. These government bureaucrats may not even be getting the pensions that they thought they were going to be getting, but they sure are hoping so, and there's a lawsuit, I think, in the works about that. You've got a situation where the Detroit police in some areas are shutting down at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. They're shutting down the walk-in hours from their police departments. People are responding to that by arming up and defending themselves against criminals. And there's actually been a drop in violent crime as a result, apparently, of people arming up. So there's some interesting, you know, quirks and stories that are coming out of Detroit that you don't see happening in other places because you don't have the same dire economic circumstances. And so it's really instructive to look at it. You've got total breakdown in a lot of areas of city government, the things that we traditionally don't think of, we take for granted because, well, governments have always provided streetlights. Well, not in Detroit. About half of them are functioning in Detroit. Streetlights. Now, of course, when streetlights start to go out, crime starts to go up. Remember, I don't know if you remember this one, Mark, but years ago there was the news about Great Britain or in London. You know, they installed all these CCTV cameras everywhere with the idea of keeping an eye on things and helping keep people safe. They even had little speakers that somebody with a microphone could yell at people at if they had, like, thrown some litter on the ground or something like, oi! I guess that's an Australian thing. But
no,
anyway.
Oi is definitely
an English thing.
Is oi
over in English? Okay, in England. Anyway, so you got all these cameras everywhere, but after a couple years of this, and they did some studies, they found that, well, actually, in point of fact, having cameras up doesn't really do much to stop crime, but having streetlights sure does. So that's not good. Fix the damn streetlights. They can't. They owe money on their power bill. Detroit is back in power bill payments. I mean, there's just, it's not looking good. So they've got to come up with something. Well, luckily, someone has an idea. This from Reason.com's Hit and Run blog. In 1999, William Ford Jr., whose family owns the Detroit Lions, said that a new stadium would showcase the city's turnaround. In 1997, Michigan Governor John Engler stated the stadium would symbolize the city's renewal. Over a decade later, the city is now bankrupt. But rather than learning from the past, and despite an overwhelming consensus amongst economists that sports stadium subsidies have no positive effect on an economy, the new Detroit Red Wings Arena proposal is being sold as a way to boost the economy and bring Detroit out of bankruptcy.
Oh, no.
It's pitched as a win-win with no jeopardy to taxpayers. And that's, at best, a half-truth. Here's more on the story from Reason.com in an expanded piece. Anyone who wants to understand how Detroit got into its current mess should look at the new Red Wings Arena that Michigan's powers that be recently decided to foist on it. The arena is being sold as this win-win, and in reality, it's a body slam for Motown and a hat trick for Red Wings owner billionaire Mike Ilitch. The arena is the linchpin of a $650 million entertainment complex that Michigan's business and political elites, who include everyone from Governor Rick Snyder down to Detroit's Mayor Dave Bing, have cooked up to revive Detroit after bankruptcy. Now, this article came from last year, but the new piece, the shorty that I just read to you, is fresh. That's from today. So the article with the detail is from 2013. Going on here. The plan involves pulling businesses into the vacant areas between Detroit's downtown and midtown section, creating an unbroken development corridor. If all goes well, the fairy tale goes...
You gotta have
goes,
these buzzwords. You know, we need a... God, we couldn't just bring in more business. We need a development corridor.
The Red Wings will get a new... And you're going to need a task force to make
yes,
sure that
that's
the
right.
development...
Blue Ribbon Task Force. Yeah.
The Red Wings will get a new facility benefiting a team of their stature. The state will get to hang on to its beloved team, and Ilitch, the owner, will get well-deserved returns for his generous investments, and Detroit will get more private investment. Who could lose? What makes this a particularly good deal for the city, according to the chief operating officer of the Michigan Economic Development Corporation, government agency that is supposed to boost business activity, is that Ilitch's Olympia development will foot the major portion of the bill. The rest will be squeezed out of existing pots of government money, financed mostly by local business taxes. The assurance that the arena...
Aren't the local businesses taxpayers?
Yes.
So the claim that this is a win-win for taxpayers?
The assurance that the arena won't pose any additional burden on average taxpayers has won the support even of the local media skeptics who rightly question the arena's
job. We love free money that falls from the sky. I love how people can fall for this crap. Money doesn't come from nowhere.
Question the arena's job and tax revenue projections, there will be no jeopardy to taxpayers, notes Frank Beckman, a conservative radio show host, saying that none of the cash will come out of the operating dollars for broke Detroit and Wayne County, said the Detroit Free Press's liberal editorial page editor, Stephen Henderson. So the conservatives and the liberals apparently are won over in the Detroit media about this. They're on board. But according to Reason, at best, that's a half-truth. The arena itself... The first, and as of now the only, certain phase of the entertainment complex is expected to cost $440 million in upfront capital expenditures. Hey, you remember that story about that? What was it? I don't remember what kind of arena it was, but there was some arena in Detroit that... It sold for like a few hundred thousand dollars.
$400,000 or something like that.
And it was originally built for $17 million or $70 million or something ridiculous like that. And that sold within the last decade.
It sold within the last decade, yes.
Things are not good there for the arena business, in my opinion.
Well, I mean, this is what they feel like is that they have to compete. And I think they do to some extent. They have to compete with a new arena.
But this is a new arena. And so people will come and it'll be a wonderful success for the economy.
People are raising goats in their backyard in Detroit. This is a post-apocalyptic Detroit. People aren't going to go to your Red Wings stadium.
This rings to me of the bread and circuses that I heard in the fall of the Roman Empire.
The entire amount here, by the way, the arena, again, $440 million. The entire amount will be financed by a 30-year tax-exempt revenue bonds floated by the Michigan Strategic Fund that is statutorily authorized to extend the state's credit line to worthy private projects. Who will service these bonds? We'll tell you more about that and how the taxpayers factor in. Because it's a little complicated. 855-450-FREE. You think this is going to raise Detroit out of the economic problems they're having?
Jessica Armand here, creator of My Magic Mud, the all-natural teeth whitener and strengthening remedy that's getting rave reviews from GCN listeners. Here's what Austin dentist Dr. Griffin Cole has to say about it.
I really love this Magic Mud product. Because charcoal is so absorbent, it's very effective at taking off all the sticky plaque and debris that gets stuck on our teeth every day. I highly recommend My Magic Mud.
Visit MyMagicMud.com to hear the full interview with Dr. Cole. Get your jar today. That's MyMagicMud.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now is the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you want. Toll free here at 855-450-FREE. And that is the Pro XPN toll free line. We here on Free Talk Live like alternative currencies, like gold and silver. You want to hook up with some gold and silver, go to gold.freetalklive.com. And if you want to get hooked up with some Bitcoin, go to expresscoin.com.
Yeah, if you go to expresscoin.com, you'll have the opportunity to buy all kinds of different cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Dogecoin, Litecoin, Blackcoin, Darkcoin. You can do it in the United States or in Canada. They pride themselves on their customer service. It's inexpensive, fast, easy, completely legal. And you can do it from within without driving very far at all. So if you want to get your Bitcoins in one business day, you can go make a deposit at a local credit union. They have to have shared branching in order to be able to do it. But, you know, you go there, you make your deposit, and within a business day, you'll have your Bitcoins. You just start off by going to expresscoin.com. You can also do it the old-fashioned way with money order check or wire transfer. But you can even do it from your smartphone by downloading the app at expresscoin.com. Use coupon code FTL. Get up to $40 worth of Bitcoin, or excuse me, any cryptocurrency, for no fee at all.
$40 will buy you a lot of Dogecoin.
It will buy you a lot of Dogecoin. However, it will still be worth only less than $40. Right. So, expresscoin.com.
All right, so here's a detail on Detroit's plan to bring back the economy with a stadium. That's right. Let's have more sports. If people will attend this thing, as you pointed out, Mark, lots of people in Detroit, they're pretty poor and having a tough time. I don't know how many of those people are going to be able to shell out $60 or $50 or whatever the average cost of a ticket and a
season
hot dog
tickets
and a beer is. I mean, $60 is like one trip to the stadium for one person. So anyway, the plan here is to build a new Red Wings stadium at $440 million. They claim this is going to bring back the economy, and it's not going to cost taxpayers, they claim. In fact, a local conservative talk show, according to Reason.com, local conservative host is saying there's no jeopardy to taxpayers. The Detroit Free Press's liberal editorial page editor says none of the cash will come out of the operating dollars for Detroit or Wayne County.
This is awful because people are at their most susceptible when they are down and out, right? Mm-hmm. And most people wouldn't believe a politician who promised them something for nothing unless they're in a desperate situation. And that's always the case with projects like these.
So here's the story. How is it that it's partially true that, you know, there's no jeopardy to taxpayers, the cash won't come out of the operating budget? Well, so this $440 million will be financed by 30-year tax-exempt revenue bonds floated by the Michigan Strategic Fund that is authorized to extend the state's credit line to worthy private projects. And this is a private project. Who will service these bonds? The official story is that it is the Detroit Development Authority, a government agency that supports downtown businesses, they claim. And Illich, that's the owner of the Red Wings, himself, okay, will share the responsibility. Both sides, however, will stick it to the taxpayers and the residents. The DDA, the Detroit Development Authority, will contribute somewhere between $15 to $17 million annually toward the bond payments. Of this, $13 to $15 million will come from property taxes originally imposed on area businesses to finance a school construction project. The school debt has been retired, but the DDA has continued to collect the one-mill tax. The money is supposed to go to the Michigan School Aid Fund, but the Republican-controlled state legislature and Republican Governor Snyder passed a law in December authorizing the DDA to divert this money to the arena.
Oh.
So they had this tax set up for the schools. It kind of ran its course, but they kept the tax on, and they said it was going to keep going to the schools. And
remember,
then they passed a special law to divert the money from the schools to this arena.
Oops. Remember when people were talking about the cell phones were still getting a tax from the Spanish-American War?
Yes.
You know, nothing stays alive like a government program.
Yeah. In other words, money originally meant for poor inner-city children will go to the pocket of a billionaire, and that, too, when the city is in bankruptcy and creditors are receiving massive haircuts. If the tax won't be eliminated, and Detroit is the ninth highest tax city in the country, or given to schools, surely fighting crime or installing street lighting or picking up trash would be better uses for it, considering that Detroit's not doing those things very well right now. The DDA has always been something of a slush fund for the business cronies of local politicos, but diverting hundreds of millions of dollars into a project that'll ultimately benefit mainly one business takes crony capitalism to a whole new level. Mr. Hilfinger notes that his agency canvassed local businesses before proceeding and found only excitement, not opposition, because of a revived downtown would boost everyone's bottom line. It's not clear if it included in the sample, or if included in the sample, were folks like the late Detroit Pistons owner Bill Davidson, who constructed a basketball arena in Auburn Hills, a Detroit suburb, totally out of his own pocket.
Wow.
Illich's side of the bargain is even more problematic. The official line is that his company will contribute $11.5 million annually, or about $35 million over 30 years. Wait, that can't be right. How can that be? If it's $11 million annually, how would that be $35 million over 30 years? The cost of servicing the bond. This is a pittance compared to taxpayers' contribution, and even if this consists simply of lease payments, something that he would have to pay no matter where he parked the Red Wings, it involves nothing extra to defray the construction cost of the new facility. Even worse, Illich, who's notorious for driving a hard bargain, insisted on leasing instead of owning the facility, because Crane's Detroit Business reports that would save him $1 million annually in property taxes.
Mm.
Far from rebuilding the city's tax base, the arena will deplete it even further. And since this lease will be renewable every few years, should the Red Wings division ranking drop and ticket sales plummet, Illich could walk away from the arena without liability. Taxpayers, however, will have no such luck. Hilfiger points out that Illich has also pledged $200 million toward the ancillary development, and that's part of the entertainment complex idea, some unspecified amount of currently worthless downtown property that he's been sitting on. When everything is added up, Illich's contribution will add up to 56% and taxpayer contribution 44%. But there are at least two problems with this claim. One, the ancillary development won't begin for several years. Should the downtown show few signs of revival after the arena goes up, it's hard to see how authorities could insist that Illich and other investors continue to sink money into it, even though Hilfiger says they'll be contractually required to do so. The bigger problem is that whenever Illich, the owner of the Red Wings, contributes parking structures, retail, office space, he'll own and exclusively profit from. It's a verbal gimmick to dub this a contribution, as if it were an act of charity. The deal, in other words, forces taxpayers to assume all of the risk, even as Illich gains monopoly rights to virtually all of the revenues. He's not going to be having an ownership interest, but yet he gets to control all the dealings in the property.
It's practically criminal.
Detroit is in bankruptcy because special interests, whether big labor or big business, have diverted its resources to service their, not the general resident, needs. The new Red Wings Arena suggests that bankruptcy has changed nothing.
Wow. This sounds like fascism to me. And not the yeah. not the jackboot kind of Nazi stomping in the streets type of fascism mm-hmm. that I think most people are familiar with, but like Benito Mussolini, who knew a thing or two about fascism, described it. It's this merger of state and corporate powers. And what could be more a merger of state and corporate powers than this baloney arena that one man seems to benefit from yep. all the revenue, but then, oh, I don't have any accountability or responsibility for owning this thing that makes me all kinds of money.
3 years or something like that.
Oh, and the people who pay for it, yeah, that's all you little people.
And all we have to do is look at New London, Connecticut for another example of government, you know, this one of these economic development corporations. They have these things everywhere. Here in Keene, yep. there's the Monadnock Economic Development Corporation. It's basically a front corporation for the state. It can do things that the state can't, basically.
Legally do, yes.
Right, it's because it's not the state, even though it's created essentially by them. But, you know, you've got things like this everywhere. Of course, New London, they created this huge facility for Pfizer and allegedly other companies to move into. They destroyed family homes that were there for generations in the Fort Trumbull neighborhood. And ultimately, Pfizer backed out of the property after a couple of years.
Whoops.
And the thing's a ghost town now. There's nobody there.
Sorry.
It's yeah, this been is completely the problem devastated.
When you have government do business, because they can't.
There's more coming up here in moments. In fact, Osama bin Laden apparently is alive and recently crossed the U.S. border or That's something right. like that. We'll find out more about it here. Derek J. has the story coming up next on Free Talk Live.
Lots of things change in life. Here's one thing that hasn't. For over 20 years, Lumber Liquidators has been the home of unbelievable flooring deals. And right now, those deals are even better. Take your pick of gorgeous pre-finished hardwoods like cherry, oak, and hickory for an incredible $149 a square foot. Plus, loads of major hardwood flooring brands at a crazy 40% off. Even get great deals on laminate, bamboo, and vinyl floors. So go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find the store nearest you. Special 12-month financing available. But hurry, the sale ends Tuesday.
Hi, Chuck Woolery here. I don't know about you, but I don't like taking pills for minor arthritis pain, and I don't like those patches either. But I have found something that works, Australian Dream Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. It's a great product. It doesn't smell or burn, isn't greasy, and it works. And Australian Dream has an empty jar guarantee. You can use the whole jar, and if you're not happy, you get your money back. But I doubt you'll send it back. This stuff really works. Australian Dream is now available at Target or your favorite retail store.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again. And they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control toll free. 855-450-FREE. Join us via Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. We'll put up the news about Detroit on our Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter. You can check those out. Go to news.freetalklive.com to find links to those. And also don't forget that Free Talk Live is brought to you by Keenvention. It's coming up in just under 3 months. It's happening October 31st through November 2nd. Great opportunity to come up, check out New Hampshire, experience the Keene area, and meet lots of great activists from all over New Hampshire, not just the Keene area folks. We pull people in from all over for Keenvention, and there'll be lots of different subjects being discussed. Some panels will be back from last year, albeit with different hosts in some cases, sometimes the same host, Stephanie Murphy, our very own Sunday night co-host. She will be hosting the Bitcoin panel again this year. I don't know who she's choosing for it. Mark, you'll be doing the news media panel for the first time. You were on the panel last year. Dave Ridley was the host. You'll be hosting the panel this year. So we've begun to announce those panels. I still have more work to do on that, though, putting all that together. So go to keenvention.info to get the latest. You can get signed up for $60, and Keenvention accepts Bitcoin. In fact, it was because Keenvention took Bitcoin last year, in our first year, that Keenvention was profitable in the first year. Had we not taken Bitcoin, Keenvention would have probably have lost a few hundred dollars. But because Bitcoin was accepted, the Bitcoin went up in value from the point in time at which people paid for the tickets in Bitcoin and when the event actually happened. So we actually made a slight profit on the event. As
hooray!
So for the first year of a convention, you don't normally expect to see it be profitable the first year out. But it did because of Bitcoin. So go to keenvention.info. The links to buy with Bitcoin are there, or you can just use your credit card through Eventbrite and get signed up. We'll look forward to seeing you, and it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to it. Word is, Derek J., you might be involved in throwing a costume party, but I don't know how that's coming along.
Yeah, it's in the works. Still working on, all the things that are involved with throwing a party. We've got a team working on it.
There's a lot that has to come together, but I'm excited about it. I think it's going to be an even better Keenvention this year than it was last year, and it was great last year. So go to keenvention.info. Derek J., you were really excited tonight to talk about this Osama bin Laden.
Yes.
He's back. He's now in the United States, or at least someone that looks a whole lot like him.
Yeah, he made it.
Well, what happened?
A flame-throwing American conservative activist raised eyebrows in the U.S. on Monday by releasing a video of himself crossing the Rio Grande River from Mexico into Texas dressed as the late Al-Qaeda terror mastermind Osama bin Laden. This from dailymail.co.uk. This is the filmmaker James O'Keefe, who was known for his guerrilla documentaries targeting liberals. And he says the border fence is a joke. Well, he's right about that, but for the wrong reasons. Guerrilla documentarian James O'Keefe's footage comes at a time when Americans are engaged in a national debate about border security. Tens of thousands of unaccompanied minors from Central America have entered the U.S. illegally in recent months, drawn by a confusing White House policy that appears to offer amnesty for those who make it here safely.
Now, by the way, I'd like to point out, you know, there's a lot of talk about these miners coming in and the suggestion that huge amounts of money have been spent on coyotes. Coyotes are money spent on coyotes to get you across the border without getting caught. The miners, these young people that are coming across, I don't want to say miners, sounds like people are big.
Right. When I first heard you say it, I'm like, what?
Minors, the young people coming across the border that are trying to come here are not trying to not get caught. They're trying to get caught.
Right.
Because their expectation is that they're going to be able to stay with papers. So there's a lot of,
but it's confusing,
of miscommunication going on. They're flat out freaking lies being told that coyotes are being paid thousands of dollars by families who apparently aren't poor enough to send their kids across the border. Nope. These are young people coming across the border, in many cases, of their own volition, because they want to live what they consider to be a better place.
Well, it's not clear to me what this border even looks like. According to the article, in Monday's video release, O'Keefe focuses on the implications for national security. He illegally crosses into Mexico twice and returns, first in street clothes, and then again in army fatigues, wearing an Osama bin Laden Halloween mask.
So hold up. He crossed into Mexico first,
yep,
illegally.
On foot.
And then crossed back.
Yes.
So did they arrest him?
No. No, he has not been arrested. I don't know. Not
who's
since
arresting
this...
the Mexicans?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know who you expect to arrest him, but he came out with this video.
The Mexicans don't care about Americans illegally crossing into their border, I can assure you.
No, generally
is
not.
It not illegal?
Just read your money.
Just to clarify, is it not illegal to cross at a point at which there is no checkpoint? As an American, as somebody who's from the United States, if you go in,
how
would
that,
one know?
Interesting.
How would you even know?
Well, you'd release a video. But I think that this is very interesting, though.
Arrested, yeah.
You're right, Ian, because an American is allowed to be in the United States. So crossing a border into the United States may not be illegal.
Oh.
I don't know. That's what I'm asking.
Yeah, but so apparently you're supposed to go through the border checkpoint, though, right?
Right.
And get all your rights violated,
that's
maybe get molested.
That's certainly what they want you to do.
Yeah, get the things searched. Well,
they put up plenty of them for you to encounter, but, you know, if you make a point of it, intentionally avoiding a U.S. border checkpoint upon returning to the United States, is that some sort of a violation?
I don't know the answer, but I can see what Mr. O'Keefe is trying to point out here is that we aren't spending enough money on border security because the terrorists are winning. I have a better suggestion, and it costs far less. Get every single U.S. Army, trooper, marine, airman, whatever, out of every single foreign country. Put them on the first thing that produces smoke back to the United States, and then... Then the terrorists won't want to come here. They won't want to attack the United States because there'll be no reason to, because their puppet dictator won't be propped up any longer by the United States' military.
I agree with that. The official White House website includes a claim that, quote, today, border security is stronger than it has ever been. But O'Keefe told Mail Online that his stunt proves the federal government's policy is lax. Well, he believes it needs a dramatic overhaul. Well, I agree.
I think you should pay for it. But any fence you want, Mr. O'Keefe, get together with your conservative fence-building friends and build a fence.
Yeah, sure. I support it. I wouldn't stop him from building a fence, but...
if it was on his private property.
Yeah, right.
Which but, is not the Rio Grande, probably not his private property.
No, probably not.
See, what he wants is he wants the benefits of a hegemonic empire spanning the globe and the benefits that it brings to the United States, and he doesn't want the blowback that comes along with it. You don't get it both ways. I don't want your fence. I think your fence will not be used to keep people out as much as it will be used in the future to keep people in. I think you should be more worried about what immigration laws are to China for your kids than what they are to the United States. Because this government has spent itself into insolvency and has a very limited time, and the people in this country are going to be facing the ramifications of their bad voting habits, voting for the lesser of two evils for generations into the past. The chickens are going to come home to roost, and the chickens, they're pretty upset.
You know, what's with these small government conservatives? I mean, these allegedly small government conservatives. They like to tout how they're into freedom and, you know, less government, but yet here they are complaining for more government, shouting from the rooftops.
Isn't that weird? I mean, here's one interesting quote from the filmmaker. I don't know what the Mexican law is, and frankly, I don't care.
Right.
All I know is nobody was there protecting our national security.
This man doesn't. He's an illegal. He doesn't care about their laws in Mexico. He deserves to be packed up into a jail and shipped back in a coffin. I don't care what happens to him. He broke the law. Yes. He's an illegal.
I think that's pretty interesting. That's a very interesting statement. Because usually you'll get these guys calling in, and by the way, it's not just conservatives who want to restrict immigration. There's plenty of liberals who want to restrict immigration, too. But you get these immigration restriction people calling in, and they're complaining, well, why don't they use the system? I support immigration, but I want you to do it legally. Well, here's this guy saying, I don't give a flip about what the laws are in Mexico. Why should, you know, if he doesn't care what the laws are, why should they care what the laws are here?
Yeah.
Why should anyone care what the laws are here anyway?
It's pretty revealing. Well, at least Obama has said that the fence is now basically complete, so we can take
his word
for it. Yep.
There's a fence? Well,
oh, yeah, sure. It's four strands of barbed wire. And that's going to keep the borders
so this
totally
is different
secure.
From the fence that the teenage girls were scaling up in the video?
There's all kinds of fences.
Yeah, this is different.
I see.
This was barbed wire.
There's like 1,500 or 2,000 miles of border between the United States and Mexico. The idea that you're going to run one single fence from one place to it's ludicrous.
All right, so we're out of time for tonight. But you can join Derek J. on his website at derekj.me. And you can join Free Talk Live anytime over at freetalklive.com and check Derek Jake tonight on the Freedom Fiends on LRN.FM later on. See ya.
In a far future universe, Earth's fleet is shattered, rife with guerrilla warfare, interspecies diplomacy, and full-scale interstellar combat. Humanity is about to face its Trial by Fire. Trial by Fire, Book 2 in the Tales of the Terran Republic, sequel to the national best-selling and award-winning Fire with Fire by distinguished professor and author Charles Gannon. Get it now from Amazon through shop.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Michael Dean from the Freedom Fiends Radio Show. The Internet has lowered the cost barrier for a worldwide radio show to a price approaching zero. Yet there is one arena where you still need thousands of dollars to approach the audio quality of the corporate media. Doing a live spoken show with more than one host in different geographic locations. Our program, Fiend Phone, will solve that problem, and it will be given away free. Go to fiendphone.com to see what you can do to help. That's FEENPHONE.com.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.